welcome you from all over the world to this monthly video satsang on Kriya Yoga, and we are meeting after about a month. We are grateful to God and Gurus that they enable us to hold these satsangs. It is said, what is the abode of God? The abode of God is where people talk about God, think about God, speak His glory, speak about His creation and Creator, and do all activities as service to God and Gurus. So today, we will have a new approach. After the introduction and prayer to the Gurus and God, there are some miscellaneous topics which I will share with you because they have great bearing on the spiritual practice and the necessity of it. So first we do prayer to the Gurus. It is the Vedic tradition. The custom is first worship Gurus, then Lord Ganapati, and then all other gods or goddesses according to your choice. Om Akhanda Mandalakaram Vyaptam Jena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Parama Gurubhyo Namaha Paratpara Gurubhyo Namaha Parameshti Gurubhyo Namaha Atma Gurubhyo Namaha Paramatma Gurubhyo Namaha Vishwa Gurubhyo Namaha. We humbly remember and bow with gratefulness and love to all the Gurus in general and Kriya Yoga Masters in particular, who have given us this invaluable gift of practical spirituality and Kriya Yoga. And sharing with it with all devotees of God and Gurus. The meaning of this prayer is, God is formless, He is everywhere, inside and outside, not confined to any time and place. And only by the guidance and blessings of the Gurus, one can feel that invisible presence within oneself, everywhere else too. Om Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva, Maheshwara, Guru Shakshat, Param Brahma, Tasmai Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Guru, the Guru in the human form, is actually the projection of the Supreme Guru or the Master, Paramatma, God. Because God is formless and everywhere, He is beyond speech, He is beyond thought, He is beyond the conception of limited human resources. He is beyond all sense organs, He is beyond thought. So you cannot know God by reading or studying or thinking or reflecting or imagining or visualizing. So we should worship the Gurus in human form as living form of God teaching us through them. Human beings identify themselves with their name and form. So for them, for most, it is very difficult to conceive the formless, supreme, all-pervading God to guide them personally. So the Guru plays triple role. He generates, He gives, He creates spiritual propensities, sanskara, impression, environment in the disciple. He plays the role of the maintainer of the creation, Vishnu, by guiding, by blessing, and by watching over. He also plays the role of Lord Shiva, Mahadeva. By giving spirituality, he destroys non-spirituality. By giving positive, he removes the negative. By giving divine energy, he removes the evil energy or power or force. So, with humbleness, we bow them. Om Param Brahmanandam Param Sukhadam Kevalam Dhyanamurtim Tvandvatitam Gagana Sadrusham Tattamashyadi Lakshyam Ekam Nityam Bimalam Achalam Sarvadi Sakhibhutam Abhatitam Trigunaraitam Sadgurum Tam Namami. This prayer in Sanskrit also gives some idea about God. Of course, about gurus too. God is the source of supreme joy, bliss, of supreme happiness, happiness which is not transient, permanent, forever. God is the personification of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment. God is beyond duality. God is one only. And He is as infinite as the sky, yet the infinite sky is within God. And great masters try to describe Him as Tat Tvamasi, that Thou art. He is your inner self. As we progress in our talk, we'll speak few more, something more about this relationship between God and the devotees. And God is beyond emotions. By emotions, by sentiments, you cannot reach God. He is beyond thought. God, you see, people try to imagine God in the characteristic of a human being. That God sometimes become pleased with somebody, so He blesses. He is not pleased with somebody, so He curses. He punishes. God never punishes. He is Sat. He is. He was. He will ever be. Absolute existence. Chit. Pure consciousness. When it is pure consciousness, there is no mind, you know. As long as mind is there, the consciousness is adulterate with the mind. So this is also another definition of yoga, chitta vritti nirodha. When the mind is dissolved and completely gone to its source, pure consciousness, then you are really calm and you are in God. Tattamasyadi lakshan. Ekam. One only, nityam, forever, bimalam, free from blemishes, achalam, skill, at the same time, everywhere. And he is the witness of all. Please remember, those who have the opportunity of visiting Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri or any Jagannath temple in India or in Odisha particularly, they will have the idea how the formless works through the form. You know, the image, think of the image of Lord Jagannath, the statue. Huge eyes, and those eyes have no eyelids. So God doesn't blink. So no devotee can complain that because God blinked and during that gap of blinking, he met unfortunate things. He got troubles. It doesn't happen with God. 24 hours a day, round the clock, everywhere, since time immemorial. He is watching over you with protection, with love, with a smile. You know, it's very interesting, this stuff. Only then you can know how the formless God is blessing the devotees if you have a glimpse of Lord Jagannath. It is for example I am telling you. So God, though He is invisible, formless to the human senses, to the unrealized human senses, He is watching every one of you with love. He knows your every thought. You cannot bypass God, never. Don't think so. Wherever you are, wherever in the world, inside the earth, or in the space, or in the moon, in solar system, in galaxy, in nebulae, in beyond, unimaginable, is there. So please remember, you are never alone, anywhere. So remove all fear and nervousness, forever, because it is the truth. If you forget the truth, you are in trouble. So now you'll see the connection. How every human being is connected with the soul, because the soul is their real identity, ID. There is a beautiful passage in one of the Upanishads, the book of the Yoga philosophy, the supreme philosophy Upanishads. It is also known as Vedanta, the terminal knowledge of the Vedas. It gives a connection between the invisible formless soul at the same time the human form and name. It says, Atmanam Ratinam Vidhi. It compares the body to a chariot. So the soul, the Atman, is compared to the master of the chariot. Atmanam Ratinam Vidhi. Shariram Ratam Evatu. The body is the chariot. Buddhing to Sarathim Vidhi. The wisdom, the intellect, is a charioteer. Manapragrahamevacha, the mind is the rein and bridles which control the horses. And who are the horses? Indriyanam hayarnahu. The senses are the horses which is drawing the chariot of the body. The chariot master is there, wisdom, intellect is there. So what it is running? Sajram Ratamevatu, Buddhing Sarathing with the Manapragrahamevata. Indriyanam Hayar now, Bishajang Tesu Gocharam. The sense objects, the so called enjoyable or experiencing agency, the objects, they're the fields where these horses are running and racing. And who enjoys? The soul in company of this mind. And the senses, it experiences the world. If you remember this, then you will never commit mistake and you will never be fearful. And that is everybody's real experience. I'll give another beautiful example from the Bhagavad Gita. We human being, what are the constituent parts of a human being? These are necessary to remove the ignorance, because ignorance is the root of all troubles and sufferings in the human beings. Ignorance of one's own inner self, of one's own truth. It is said that the body, mind, intellect, ego, they are materials. They are the lower nature of God, apara prakriti. So as they are material, they are constantly being eaten up by time. They are constantly dying. Nothing can stop it. So body, mind, and they are made up of what? The five great elements. The earth, the water, the fire, the air, and space. It's all matter and all this. But these destructible body, the lower nature, is inspired from within and maintained by Kutastha Chaitanya, the Jivatma, the soul, the inner self. And that inner self, though occupies the destructible body, it is itself is deathless. It is in the soul center. Do everywhere. And pervading these two, very interesting, pervading these two is the supreme soul, Purushottama. So you are three in one. You have a part of your system which is destructible, and the main you are indestructible, beyond all suffering. If you forget this, it is called ignorance, and that causes all trouble and suffering. All fear, phobias, superstitions, sufferings, all are due to forgetting this. So ignorance is the troublemaker. So don't fall victim to ignorance. Please remember, do kriya and all the techniques. So these are the some of the aspects. And once it is embodied, the soul is embodied, it comes under the influence of the cosmic law of karma. Why people commit mistakes and suffer as a result? Nobody causes suffering to anybody. Nobody gives reward to anybody. Nobody gives punishment to anybody. It is all one wounds. So please remember, every person's code of conduct is predictive. All human beings, within a certain limit, they're all conditioned. You are never free if you remain in your body. Conditioned plexus. Conditioned by what? Not God. Conditioned by your own actions, thought. According to cosmic law of karma, anything you think or imagine, anything you speak, and anything you do, please remember, it gets deposited in you only, in your hrudayakash. And that brings out results, and that gives results. So everybody has come to this world with a big baggage. It is said in some of the Vedas that to be a human being, you have passed through 84 lakh, means 8.4 millions of births. So please see how valuable this human birth. Take care. Remember, don't neglect your human birth. It is the greatest wealth to give you to attain your own inner self, the truth. And only knowing the truth and realizing it, it will remove all suffering. So that is what can be done to achieve this is the most scientific, easiest, natural is Kriya Yoga. Kriya Yoga Sadhana Idam Punyam Jasadoyet Pratyaha Nara Vishnu Padam Avapnoti Bhaya Shok Adi Bhagata. Those who practice Kriya Yoga daily, sincerely, correctly, according to the instruction of the Gurus, it is a great spiritual merit. Kriya Yoga Sadhana Idam Punyam. And those who practice twice daily minimum or even more, what happens to them? They realize their oneness with God. Vishnu Padma Bhakti. Vishnu means the Supreme Being, the role played by God as a maintainer of the creation is Vishnu. Once you realize that, then only all suffering will go. Otherwise it will not go. So please don't be disheartened. Have patience and practice, because you have promised to practice during your initiation, to practice it minimum twice daily. More, the merrier. So, with this, we pray to now God. Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gaganasadrusam Megavarnam Subangam Lakshmikantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Vidhyanagamyam Vande Vishnu Bhava Bhayaharam Sarvalokekanatham. God is love and peace. He is in infinity, unmanifest. From his navel chakra, the whole creation has come. He is the God of all gods and all goddesses. He He is the maintainer and shelter and sustainer and upholder of the whole creation, of all the worlds of the universe. Santakaram bhujagasayanam padmanabham suresham vishwadharam gagana sadrisham. As infinite as the sky, yet the infinite sky is within God. Megavarnam shubhangam, the most auspicious. And it is the source, it is the master of all good luck, good fortune and prosperity, health and wealth, peace, love, joy. Shantakaram bhujagasayanam padmanabham suresham vishwadharam gagana sadrisham megavarnam shubhangam lakshmikantam kamalanayanam, with huge eyes who sees everything everywhere. Yogi vidhyanagamyam, only through yoga dhyana, yoga meditation only, one can perceive him in oneself and everywhere. Bande Vishnu, we bow to that all-pervading Supreme Being and seek his love and blessing. Then the next passage, you see the relationship between other gods and goddesses, because very often many people are confused. Hinduism teaches in the Vedas there are 330 million of gods and goddesses. 30 crore in Hindi. And all these, which includes the natural forces too, like Agni, fire god, air god, thunder god, rain god, ocean god, tree gods, mountain god, heavenly gods, all. The total about 330 million. And the Supreme Being is beyond them too. He's even beyond their understanding. Yam Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunnanti Dibbaistave, to whom these 330 million gods and goddesses pray with divine chantings, and whose beginning and end they also don't know and nobody knows. Yam Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunnanti Dibbaistave, Vedai Sangha Padakrama Upadinsade, Gayanti Yam Samaga, all the Vedas using the Samaveda chanting, they sing his glory. Dhyana vastirata katana manusa pasyankindam yoginam. It is through yoga meditation. So the key word, please remember, is meditation. Only meditation can remove your suffering, because it will give you direct experience. Now, if God is within us, within everybody, why you are not able to perceive it? Why people, they know meditation is good, they like to do it, but when they sit in meditation, so many thoughts come, take care, don't be disheartened. Many people discontinue because this, it is a universal phenomenon that when you try to meditate or when you try to control the mind becomes more rebellious. It is very powerful, very turbulent. Even Arjuna asked it in Bhagavad Gita to Krishna, and Krishna agreed with it. But never give up. Mind, because of its birth, is extrovert. It was with God, pure consciousness. Then God willed, and Parashakti came, the Supreme, the Divine Mother. And the Parashakti brought out Aparashakti, the lower nature, the lower prana, which is the mind. And mind, so if the mind doesn't go out, please feel that it is not nature's mind. So there was a great saint in South India, Ramana Maharshi. Somebody asked him, Master, how you get peace and how you can overcome mind? He says, when the mind is not there, only then you are in peace and you are in joy. And that is meditation. There is no mind. Is it possible? Yes. That's the basis of meditation. So now we come to consciousness. Now, consciousness has many subgroups divided or described by human beings to understand it better. Different levels of First, let us see what the modern science or medical science says about consciousness. Very simple. Three. Conscious, unconscious, subconscious. The superconscious, they don't mention. But in the yoga, the yogis, the Vedas describe the consciousness means the wakefulness. Then the subconscious, when you are absent-minded and things are happening around you and you don't notice. Conscious is normal, wakeful state. Subconscious. Then unconscious, when you are comatose, you are not aware of anything. And superconscious is that is meditation, when you are beyond the mind. It is literally true, please remember. You have to go beyond the mind. And it's difficult, yes, but if you follow Kriya Yoga, it's very simple. So our advice to those people who complain that their mind is uncontrollable and they can't meditate, please tell them, don't try to meditate directly. You cannot outwit your mind, because through your mind you are activated. So you can outwit your mind by ignoring it. And how to ignore it? Just do your Kriya Yoga techniques. Automatically your mind will be controlled. Don't think about the mind, because the more you think about it, the more it will make its presence felt in you. This is very interesting. When you think of negative too much, you become negative. When you think of positive too much, you become positive. When you always think about your sufferings and ignorance and misfortune, you are inviting more suffering, more misfortune. But if you are thinking of good fortune in spite of any circumstance, you are inviting positive forces. So take care of your mind. Never entertain. Even if you are suffering, don't admit yourself. Then you are inviting the positive force. So that is where there are many methods of controlling this mind and to make it still. So if your mind is not still, now how still? You must have seen when you were touring in the, traveling in the countryside, there is a bird called crane. It is fish eater. It is tall, thin legs, long neck, and a very long, sharp beak. And it sits in the water motionless. And immediately you see it's so lightning quick, it catches the fish and again back to that immobility. The other example is Tailadharabat. When you pour oil to a lower vessel, in one thin stream, unwavering, your meditation should be like that Tailadharabat. That stillness you have to achieve. So that comes automatically if you follow Kriya Yoga method. And without your mind being still, you cannot achieve the state of meditation, because when you are in meditation, there are three stages: dharana, dhyana, samadhi. Samadhi is self-realization. And without that, sufferings will not be over. So please remember, the human birth, human incarnation is evolving. Everything in the creation is evolving. So, if you live a good life, a disciplined life, and don't do any kriya or religious practices, after many births, you attain perfection. But it doesn't happen that way, because the mind is always pulling you out, and the environment around you, people, situations, circumstances, being, that are dragging you out. So that's why there is a beautiful prayer for making the mind still and to enable it to meditate. It is in Sanskrit, beautiful. It says, Hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitam mukham tattvan pusan pabnu satya dharmaya drishtai. It says, O my soul son, you please remove the golden cover which is covering the golden pot and inside it so that I can perceive the deathless Satchit Anand, the blissful state which is in me. So if you are practical people, you live in the world 24 hours a day, all the years, then you see how dazzling is the sense object, how dazzling is the attractions of the world to all senses. Even if you try sense control, you cannot. Even due to the karma and karma phala, fears are there, phobias are there, diseases are there. So many factors, that is the dazzling power of Mother Nature, which dazzles the eye, the inner eye, and you cannot feel the divinity. So it says, Pushana Pabru, remove the covering, the dazzling golden covering. And for that, you please do your Kriya Yoga twice daily. And Kriya Yoga needs time, so please make time. It is necessary. You need it. Because you are entitled to live a joyful life because your essence is Satchit Anand. Only because of our negligence, we forget it. And that forgetting is the greatest sin. That is called ignorance. And there are three things which cause this ignorance and which are the source of all mistakes and sufferings and sin. Beautifully Krishna has described in the Bhagavad Gita. Kama krodha lobha trini tyakta sukhi bhavet. Disproportionate desires. Desires are like forest fire. It is very difficult to control. Disproportionate desires, anger and fury and hostility, kama, krodha, lobha, greed, these three things are doorway to hell, gateway to hell. Tini tyakta sukhi bhavet. Give up all these three, and how you will do it? You need self-motivation, you need an effort, and you need some control, and that comes through Kriya Yoga practice. So about this desires, I will tell you a very interesting story, very little. Long time back in India, there was a young man. But due to some reason, he became disillusioned with the world. He had many negative experiences. He had quarreled with his friends and relatives and family. And he had many frustrations and failures. So as per the tradition of those days, to get some peace, he went to the jungle without any baggage. And he was walking in the jungle everywhere, night, wild animals were there, he was fearful, it was getting darker. And when darkness almost fell, in the middle of the forest, he saw a flicker of light in the distance. So he followed his senses to that light and saw that light is coming from inside a little hut, temporary hut made of bamboos and leaves and branches and twigs. And one saint. So he knocked. So the saint came out. He was alone doing meditation. So he saw, what is this? So he saw the person, he knew his state. He said, look, at this odd hour, you are my guest. Atithi. Guest means those who come without prior appointment, without tithi. I'll take care of you. So what, by his spiritual power, he created a big palace in that jungle. And that palace was filled with light and dazzling. The walls are made of gold. And there are many attendants, beautiful female attendants also, because he is a male. And all golden things inside, all luxury, luxurious bed and everything. And he was taking well, very well they took care of him, because he is a saint's guest. So when morning came, he slept very soft, nice bed, comfortable. When he woke up in the morning, he found he is sleeping on the bare ground of the jungle. So he came back to thank to the saint, and he asked the saint, "Saint, please tell me how I get these luxuries overnight with a mere wish." The saint told, "Child, don't talk about it. You are my guest. At odd hour, it was materialized for you. Now it is over, forget it." He insisted, "No, saint, I am dying to have that, and how we get it, please teach me, I am very unfortunate." He appealed lots of things. So the saint told, "Look, if complication occurs, don't blame me." So he told him the mantra and prayer, and asked him to do so many repetitions of so many millions of times. And he told how the technique is done. So this young man went inside the jungle and sat quietly and completed that sadhana. So immediately a betala, betala means a demigod in a ferocious form, he appeared. He was scared. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am pleased and happy with your chantings. Now you have perfected it. I am here. I am your slave now. I will serve you. So whatever you want, tell me, it will be given to you. But in one condition, if you cannot provide me with work, then I will eat you up and be free from your control." This man had not much wisdom, so he agreed happily that all his wishes will be fulfilled. So he ordered, "Make a big house here, make a big town there, make nice restaurants, nice entertainment place, bring lots of golden things, wealth, diamond, jewels, keep it, and bring nice, beautiful servants, and give me massage and all this." He was demigod, just betala. He said, "Done." He done, like this, and they are done. Now he said, "What next?" Then he had to think, what next? He cannot imagine any more desires. As many desires, it was fulfilled immediately. Then he was at a loss. Then what to do? Otherwise, this betala is threatening him, "I will eat you up now. Give me work." So this gentleman got up and ran towards his guru and fell at his feet. "It is my mistake, please save me." So the guru told, he understood the situation, he didn't say anything. He said, "Just there is a dead dog lying there, out of starvation or something in the jungle." He said, "You cut up his tail and give it to him to straighten it." You know, the stray dogs in India, they have a curled tail, like this. And if you keep it whole like this, it will become straight. And again you leave it will become curled. So that gentleman gave that dog's tail to this betala. Please straighten it for me. So betala straightened, it became straight. And then he said, "Now it is straight, now hold it." The moment he handed over, it again became curled. This happened many hours. So the betala was perturbed. He requested him, "Please take back your request. I am a veteran betala, I have eaten many people. So you take your request and release me. And I promise I will not harm you. I will give all the wealth I have already given you, you keep it." So the guru told him, "Okay, let him go." The story in this, the lesson is, desires are unsatiable. You have to call stop somewhere. Otherwise, it will like a betala, it will eat you up. And that is happening all the time, and people miss this message. So that's why disproportionate desire you have to give up. Anger, when you are angry, don't take any decision. When you are depressed, when you are fearful, don't take any decision. Practice kriya yoga, or pray, or chant your mantras. So that is the reason that the basics of a self-controlled life, a disciplined life, is a must. Now, the other thing is, now I have collected some sayings that I will share with you. It is about sadhana. Many people ask about the divine sound. the divine sound which you listen with closed ear, and if your meditation is deep, you can listen with open ear too. He said dhvani, vibhyat dhvani. So dhvanir antargatang jyoti, jyotir antargatang manaha, samana vilayam jatu tad vishnu paramam padam. Now what is the abode of God? Listen to the divine sound. And within that divine sound is the divine light which you see in the Jyoti Mudra. And within that divine light is the mind. So the prayer is Tanmanang Vilayang Jatu, may that mind dissolve in consciousness. And that is the abode of God. And you will be self-realized. This is one. Please remember, as I was telling before, we are all bound, means condition. I use the word condition. When you are born or reborn, you come with a big baggage of past karmas, your own karmas, and you only experience the results of that karma. So don't blame anybody if you have bad karma and so much suffering. Don't give credit to anybody if you have good karma. Only remember God and remind yourself you are the agent of God. Then only you will be free from suffering. Don't appropriate the doership to your biological ego self, me and mine. Please rise above it. This is the greatest ignorance, that I and me, I can do these things, you can do nothing. You are already conditioned. And that is unfolding like a coiled spring. So every person's how they think, how they speak, how they do things, how they react, it is all determined. You can predict it if your mind is calm. That at this moment, this gentleman is going to do this. And all activities are based on thoughts. Take care of your thoughts. So that's why the ancient saints, they always taught, don't keep your mind free from anything. Just don't allow any thoughts to come. Remember God's name. That's why the japa is there. Japat santa punar dhyayet, dhyanat santa punar japet. Keep on remembering God's name, mentally or speaking also. And when you are tired of it, go to meditation. So never allow any. That is the only way you can rise above your karma. So there is no point in blaming oneself for that, because it is natural. That's why spiritual practice is a must. That's why Kriya Yoga practice is a must. There is no other way. Nanya Panta Vidyate Anaya. So please remember, don't be angry with anybody because they are behaving in the way you don't like it. And they don't like because you are behaving not according to their choice. Be tolerant, have patience, because they don't know what they are doing. When Jesus Christ was crucified, he told God, God, they don't know what they are doing. Forgive them. So don't be impatient. You need patience. And Kriya Yoga practice and pranayama only will bring patience. Perform all activities. Perform all activities as per your social status, family status, all. But with a difference, that you are doing it as a service to God without thinking of the result. So these are the... So we talked about the level of consciousness and the wisdom eye or third eye, the soul center, your hidden divinity. Now, what is the role of a guru? Guru, it is almost all people's experience, by giving initiation, he purifies the body, purifies the chakras by pranayama and by mantras, and instills the divine power of God in them, which is called an Ishta Mantra, Ishta Deva. That's the greatest gift. He brings about your divinity and establishes it within you. The more you remember, the more fortunate you are. So that's why Jnana Chakshu Unmilina Karmani. When your Jnana Chakshu activate, then only you can understand good things, then the God is present everywhere. As long as your Jnana Chakshu is not activated, you'll be confused by crisscross reactions and interaction of forces around you, which is happening constantly. Most people, you know, the recent statistic is the anxiety patients, cases of anxiety and depression is rising very fast and more so among adults and young adults because of so many circumstances happening beyond them, and they have no way to control it, so a helplessness sets in, suffering sets in, and anticipation of more suffering, what will happen next, what will happen, this creates more problems. So please remember, all sufferings are due to ignorance of the inner self, know thyself, that you are not helpless. Believe that your Jnana Chakshu, if you are initiated, that your Jnana Chakshu is activated. So be grateful to the Gurus and practice according to their instructions and have deep respect and gratefulness for them. So this is about Jnana Chakshu. So we have covered almost certain points I wanted to share with you. So now, the essence of all this is, please don't be a victim of ignorance of your inner self. Don't be blinded by the dazzling energies of the world around. Be self-control, means self-discipline. Practice Kriya Yoga. It is the best way. You know the Kriya Pranayama, the rhythmic breathing? What is Pranayama? Deep, rhythmic, conscious, holistic breathing up and down the spine. It automatically removes restlessness of the mind. Automatically it brings Pratyahara, the fourth step of Patanjali Yoga Sutra. You know Patanjali has told 8 steps. Now if you practice one by one after the other, whole lifetime will go, you can't come to samadhi state or meditation state. Do Kriya Yoga. Each technique of Kriya Yoga, please remember, has asana, pranayam, pratyahara, dharana. So automatically you go into state of meditation. And when you are in that state, I give one example. Now let us say, what happens in meditation? When your mind is not there, it is completely absorbed in pure consciousness. Now let us say, this is an iron plate, red hot. This is an iron plate, ice cold. So when I put these together, what will happen? The cold energy will go to the hot energy and hot energy will come to the cold energy till they become equal, right? Now in meditation, something happens. There is simplification that when the person is meditating, he is full of sins and negatives and very little divinity. But when he meditates, his mind is dissolved in consciousness of the soul. So the soul is infinite purity and perfection. So that purity and perfection comes to the person and his impurities and sins go to that. But they don't become equal because no sin can exist in God. And in the process, the devotee has given up all his sins and he has become one with the Supreme Soul, self-realization. Meditation is not a passive process. Please remember, meditation is an active process. So this is an example. So now, today, you please make a resolution. You will practice gratitude twice and spend more and more time in meditation, dhyana. Today, we'll practice some of this technique and see how your mind will be fit for meditation automatically if you do the techniques correctly with faith. So please have patience and practice and persist in the practice. Have positive attitude. Practice pranayama. Persevere and success yours. Never give up. Never give up. Very often people write to me, they're trying their best, yet mind is so, stress is so much. Don't give up. Because you are the disciple of God. God is the Guru, Kriya Yoga. Do it. You have promised to practice it. Practice. Automatical things will happen. Don't think what is going to happen. Don't think anything. Think of God only. Then you will arrive in the right. And God reveals and God gives you the gift of meditation. So please have faith in yourself. Faith, always be aware of your inner self. Then your ignorance will go. If your ignorance will go, your suffering will go automatically.